You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance, it happens by design. Let's dig in. And today we are going to dig into the devil in the details with my guest, Jan Jansen. Welcome, Jan.
Well, thank you for having me, Sharon. I'm thrilled to be here.
Before we get started, let's hear a little bit about Jan. I'm going to go ahead and read her bio. Jan Jansen is an author and decision expert who writes about the choices that shapes business and life. Her upcoming book, Devil with a Briefcase, Stop Winging It, Start Winning, is built around 101 decisions entrepreneurs must make to move from chaos to structure and results. After decades in business, Jan's work focuses on clarity, conviction, and building something that works without second guessing. I'm so excited to hear about your book, about how this whole thing happened. And before we get started, you held something up for me before we got started recording. What do you have in your hands, Jan?
This is my new, is about to be released. This is the proof copy. I just got it this week. And so this is my Devil with a Briefcase book. It's a rewrite of a book I wrote back in 2004. And I have updated the book to meet with what's going on in today's world. And I'm super excited. It's an amazing book.
I am so excited for you. There is nothing like holding that proof copy in your hands and seeing all of the hard work in book form. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about The Devil with a Briefcase. What's it all about? And let's dig in a little bit.
Okay. Well, I spent 38 years in a high control religion. And it was the Jehovah's Witnesses. And you may know them from them banging on your door. You'll see them standing out there in a park or something, offering their literature. Well, I did that for 38 years. I was a missionary in Ecuador with my first husband for 4 years. I was an active, ardent, really committed Jehovah's Witness. And after 38 years, I chose to escape. And it was an ordeal escaping. It's not an easy decision to make. But my first husband and I made that decision. And looking back at, when I was 38, I thought, I have to make sense of why I did it for 38 years. Like, what can I take out of this? Like, what gold can I glean from a really very challenging life? And so I sat down and I wrote Devil with a Briefcase. And I wanted to make sure that I never went away with any kind of resentment or any kind of anger or anything that was negative around the experience, even though a lot of it was negative and a lot of it was really challenging. As I mentioned to you before we started, I've been mobbed, I've had dogs sicked on me, hoses turned on me, I've had doors slammed in my face. When people say, well, what if they say no? I go, get over it.
that is something that is that people that have not faced that quote unquote rejection and hearing no, 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 no over and over and over again. It is a very huge fear of people to, they will say no, I will be rejected, I am a failure. And they turn it into some really powerful brain mindset barriers that keep us from moving forward. So one of the good things to come out of what you did was that you don't have that problem at all.
I am not fazed by it at all. Exactly. And one of the other things about that is that you never knew who was on the other side of the door. Mm-hmm. You never knew what religion they were, what faith they were, what gender they were going to be. You didn't have a clue what their culture was. And I come from Canada, where it really is a melting pot of so many different nationalities, like the U.S. You had no idea what you were going to be dealing with and who you were going to be facing and who you were supposed to try to convince that you had the truth.
Yeah. Another thing that was really powerful that we discussed a little before we jumped on is that you took from this experience positive things and you turned that into a roadmap for business owners on how to approach their business based on your experiences as a Jehovah's Witness. Can you talk a little bit about that?
What I did in the second edition, which I'm really pleased I did, because 101 chapters, people go, oh my goodness, that must be like, you must deliver that. That must be one package at Amazon. It's not. What I did is I realized how people have a very short attention span, and it's got worse the last 20 years.
Oh,
So
yeah.
my chapters are 1 to 2 pages. That's it. So, and they're not in any order. So you literally could say, I don't know what I need today, but I need something that's going to give me the right information. Open it up, and I always believe that's the right place for you to be. And my chapters are not called chapters, they're called decisions, because we are always making a decision, and particularly in your business, you're constantly making decisions. But I divided it into 7 parts. And one of my most fun is part 4, which is the unsexy stuff that changes everything. So you can see
Yes.
I've got a sense of humor in this.
Love
The
it.
unsexy stuff that change everything, because that's the stuff that we usually avoid. It's the systems. It's the things we go, oh, do I have to? I don't want to do that. But that's the reason that the Jehovah's Witnesses were so incredibly successful, is because of their systems and structure.
And like I told you, this is what I love to help my business owners do with is how do you create those systems and structures? How do you create the foundation? How do you navigate your journey and do it in a way that you're not burning out, you're not hating what you do, and you are actually achieving the success that you want to have in your business. And this is all foundational. And what you just said was that the Jehovah's Witness has have been around for quite a few years. And the reason that they're able to continue and be successful is all of these foundational principles they've put in place.
Exactly. People aren't really familiar with them. They only know when they bang on their door, they see them, like I said, standing out in a park. But they print their literature in over 100,000 languages.
Wow.
Now, you and I would be hard pressed to, think of 100 languages, but
Yeah.
they are global. And so that is a huge thing about them, is that no matter, I could go to their meeting place called the Kingdom Hall in Timbuktu or in Venezuela or in India or wherever, and it would be exactly the same information. It would be the same
Wow.
system that they have, which it's hard to build systems. And that's why I break it down, every single system that you really need. Plus, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 19. I bought a franchise at 19.
That's
And I'm
amazing.
now almost 65. So I've had a few decades
Wow.
in having businesses.
I love that. And so you can see both sides and how having systems and processes in a business is actually it is found it I call it foundational. It's like build that foundation. If you have that strong foundation, you can build a skyscraper. And if you don't have any foundation, then a storm could come and blow over your building.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
today it's hard for entrepreneurs to know where to start first. And it's also missing the little details. You can build a house, but the nail is really little. But
Yeah.
if you don't have enough of them, your house isn't going to stand.
And if you don't have the right
And
kind of nails,
if you don't have the right kind of nails, and if they're
try
not
to
in the
use the
right
little one
place.
you put a picture in your wall is not going to hold up the frame when you're building the house.
Exactly. So that's why I wanted to really help. I love entrepreneurs. I love being an entrepreneur. I love entrepreneurship. I once had a business that wasn't doing so well, and I went for a job interview, and the man looked at me and he said, Jan, go make your business work. You are so unemployable.
Oh, that's so funny. And you know what? Especially after you've done it for a long time, you are unemployable. You are It is that's a real phenomenon, right there.
It is. So if we have decided that we want to do this, then why not do it well? And that's why if we decide we're going to be an entrepreneur, then decide to be a successful entrepreneur that isn't just scraping by, isn't hating their business, isn't just eking out a life that's okay. Go for it because we have the privilege. And I also think the responsibility, Sharon, as entrepreneurs, to not only make sure that we're providing for ourselves, but I have spent many years traveling the world, and most of them in underdeveloped countries. I was a missionary with the Jehovah's Witnesses in Ecuador for 4 years. I'm on the board for Girls Matter, where we put girls in Africa through school so they don't get married as young as 10 and have babies and are dying. The number one reason for deaths with girls between 15 and 19 is childbirth and pregnancy. And so that's why I came back to work, was because I'm already an avid supporter, but I wanted to do more. So a larger portion of the sale of my book is going to Girls Matter. And
Oh,
wouldn't
I love
we
that.
all love to be able to do more in the world? So if you're going to spend your time running a business, why not run a really successful one?
I love that perspective. I think sometimes we the business owners get caught up in the mechanics and the everyday, and they're like heads down and just not looking at the bigger picture and the success that they think they want. They've not actually really defined or identified, so that they can't ever get there. They're just caught in this loop of running around solving the same problems all the time. And so I am really passionate about that perspective with business owners, is to get them out of that. And so I think that your book and your whole perspective is going to be really powerful to help business owners. So when the book is available, is that where can they find that?
It will be available on Amazon. We're
Okay,
just going through
great.
the last revisions and a little typo here or there, and
Yeah.
it will be released. Yes, absolutely. So
Awesome,
Amazon
awesome. So
in both countries.
whenever this podcast comes out, it will all be already be available.
It will be
So go
available.
to Amazon, look for Devil with a Briefcase. And one of the things I think so powerful about the way you've designed your book, is that it is that go and read a pick, get a tip, go and open it up wherever you need that inspiration today. Because I find I read a lot of business books and I get about three quarters of the way through them and I'm like, I don't know if I can finish this book, or I'll get distracted with something. So, when I wrote my book, I intentionally wrote it with very short chapters as well. Not quite as short as yours, I don't think. But I think that's a really useful way. It's a powerful tool, and it gives you an injection immediately of what you need to hear today.
Absolutely, because we have to remember that as entrepreneurs, we don't have a cheerleader. We don't go to the supervisor, whoever. I'm very unfamiliar with how business works in the corporate world, but you do. You always have someone up there who's going to help you along or kick you in the pants or do whatever you need at the time. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't have someone like that. You don't have anyone to tell you what to do. You can get up in the morning and stay in your pajamas all day and not do a darn thing. And there is no one there that's going to say, "What are you doing?" And that's why I look right from motivation and every idea. Matter of fact, one of my favorite chapters is have fun, because Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate any holidays. There's no Christmas. I didn't have a birthday or Christmas until I was 40. I
Wow.
didn't have a clue how to do it. It was a pretty funny stories around that, that's for sure. But my whole attitude was have fun. I didn't want to do it. If I'm not having fun, I don't want to do it. So
Yep.
just a reminder, if you're feeling down, or be grateful, or all kinds of things that you might not realize. There's a chapter on be humble.
Yeah.
Who talks about humility in a business book today? Well, I do.
Yeah.
Because all of that is important. Building a team, building loyalty, being hospitable. It's stop caring what other people think.
That's a big one right there, because
That's a
especially when you're
really
talking about
big
visibility,
one.
podcasts, getting yourself out there, it's all about what do people think about me in our own heads. So really,
Exactly.
really powerful perspectives. I really am very excited to get this book. I'm going to get one myself. Jan, I do have a question to ask you. Oh, before I do that, if you would like to get more information about Jan, you can go into our member portal. It's called profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club. And her information will be in there. You can watch the podcast episode, and then all of our other podcast episodes that we've recorded and the gifts from those particular podcasters, if they happen to give one to our audience. That's in our community, profitconnectors.club. You can go there. And Jan, I'm going to hit you with this question that I have begun to ask all of our guests. What's the most unexpected experience that made you adjust your approach to your business?
It was my husband, my second husband, who got sick early on, much earlier than we expected. In 2020, I realized that he was not doing well, and by 2022, he passed away. So
Sorry.
I had to make a tremendous, first of all, I had to pause everything and make sure that he was a priority. And then just watching someone that you love and that was so full of vitality. He was a brilliant doctor in the US and had an amazing product. He was out of the box, unconventional, and helped so many people. And yet there he was lying on his deathbed, and there was nothing anybody could do to help him, including me. What I realized is, and that's the next book that's coming out, it's called Life's Too Short for Maybe. And I really, really encourage people, look at what you're doing. How do you spend your day? Because I didn't expect to see him go at 73. My dad is 104 this month. We have
Wow.
no idea how long we have. So make sure that you are living each day as if it was your last, so that you can be on that deathbed with no regrets. And that to me is super important, because I've seen someone on that bed with regrets, and it isn't fun.
Oh, that's really powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Jan.
Well, thank you for asking that question. That's a very, very good question. I like it. I might just steal that one, Sharon.
Okay. Thank you so much for being my guest here today, Jan. Everybody, keep an eye out for Devil with the Briefcase. Get it, put it on your shelf, treat it like your business partner, pull it out whenever you need it. And whenever you're working on your business, when you're creating that magic that you're putting out into the world, remember to build with clarity, lead with purpose. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Sharon.
Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.